he will not apologize. Oh, sorry. Oh, no, I just dropped my pen. There we go. This is the Regular Joe Show.
Just telling Steve, this is one of my all-time favorite. It's not Let It Go. I love this instrumental. Last Night by the Marquettes. Oh, that's what they do on the bridge. Joe Giganti, your regular Joe, here with you on this Tuesday morning. 888-455-1360. That's the number. 888-455-1360. Of course, you can text 79489 or emails to regular.joe@mwcradio.com. Those are the ways to be a part of the show. So I did have Kevin Nicholson on in the VIP backstage soundcheck segment because Thursday evening in Green Bay, the No Better Friend Corps will be doing the Plague of Critical Race Theory event that'll take place at the Rock Garden. It's a free event. You do need RSVP only, so they have a head count. But there's no charge. Registration at 6. Program begins at 7. It's at the Rock Garden, as I said. If you want to RSVP or learn more, I have the link directly at my Facebook page right now. We will get it out to other social media on the breaks. But if you go to facebook.com/RegJoeShow, you will see the link in the latest post so that you can RSVP and be a part of it. Now, I mentioned I wanted to get Andrea on there because I think it's important. One, just to highlight the great work that people are doing. This really is a situation where all hands on deck is necessary. And you see moms and dads out there doing this, again, despite all the other things they've got to do. And look, they were thwarted last night by the, and be clear, the rule was the way it was because they just didn't want to hear from the parents. And that's a sad statement because, after all, their checks come from the parents. Their checks come from all the taxpayers, whether they have children or not. And therefore, they should want to hear from them, but they don't. And we understand it. We know. I mean, it's been exposed how the teachers' unions played a large role in defining, particularly with the Biden administration, COVID policies around the country. Now, tell me how that works. Tell me where the lobbyists for the teachers' unions are suddenly the qualified scientists that are going to lead the way and show us what needs to be done. But the good news is they stood up last night, didn't go as well as they had hoped. They did their part, but you know what? Go back the next time. Follow it up with letters. Follow it up with videos. Share these videos. Share them with the media. Even if you share it with the mainstream legacy media, do it anyway. You never know. They might put it on because they think they're going to make us look bad. I mean, this is one of the things that we used to do when I used to book people on television. I would kind of tease the booker. Well, I mean, you think we're wrong? Go ahead and put our guy on. You know, you can tear them up. You can make fun of whatever it is. And of course, we prepped our person well enough. They'd go on. They'd give us the airtime. We turn it around on them. Doesn't matter what the reporters think. Doesn't matter what the anchors or the writers think. What matters are the people that see it that are watching it on television at home or listening on their radio. And that's how we bypass it. Just put, look, of course they're going to try to make it look bad. That's their life. That's their trade in stock. We just have the opportunity. All we need is the opportunity. Why? Because the truth is mighty, and it shall prevail. Magna est veritas et praeblebit.
The Regular Joe Radio Show.